A Russian Orthodox church in Marston, leading to some members of the congregation sleeping there to keep watch on the building and its contents overnight. Good job they did, because the thieves returned with a car in just a matter of days. We'll talk to the person who spooked the perps in a minute. It's all very Hill Street Blues, but first we'll hear why such extreme measures had to be taken. Here's Father Stephen Platt, who's rector of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church.
So here we are outside and we're looking up at the roof of our church, and you can see the onion dome on the top of the church is without its cross. During the night, thieves got onto the roof of the church and stole the cross from the onion dome at the front of the church. We were standing outside and chatting, and suddenly this lady looked up and she said, "Oh, Father, the cross has gone off the church." And the following morning, Monday morning, our regular team of volunteer cleaners, members of the parish, turned up to do their cleaning. The phone rang, and one of the cleaners was on the other end to say, "We've been broken into. Here's the fire door," which they noticed was open, and the case of relics was just here in front of this large old icon. Fortunately, they didn't take the icons. Various things had disappeared: a chalice, some other pieces of church plate, and some other reliquary crosses from inside the altar.
The church people have been very good neighbours since they came here, and since they've come, you know, it's been a lively addition to the community, and we're all really upset to hear about the thefts.
We were worried that our security wasn't yet up to scratch. A number of our church members asked if they could set up a rota to stay in the church overnight to keep watch. We will have to replace the cross by ordering a new one from the same manufacturers in Russia, so it will have to be shipped here. The original donor has very kindly told us that if the insurers will not cover the cost of the replacement, they will replace the cross themselves. So although this is a very unpleasant thing that's happened to us, it does highlight that there are still good and generous people around.
That's Father Stephen Platt, who's rector of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church. Father Tikhon Vasilyev is with us as well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, tell me why you decided that it was important that to sleep in the church.
First of all of us were actually very upset at all these facts, what happened before, two nights before. And also, actually, we saw that there was, as for me, from my personal experience in Russia, usually we have very big and very strong doors and even bars and windows in most of our churches, actually, because there are a lot of actually